This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida, and we are coming to you from the Make More Manufacturing Summit, brought to you by Florida Makes, and we're all right here in Orlando, Florida. It's a great place to be, and it's a very informative place to be if you're in the small business or small manufacturing space. It's been a very informative day with lots of speakers and lots going on here in terms of manufacturing. And we've got one of those incredible resources with us right now, and also one of those Florida manufacturers. We've got with us David Carrier, who serves as the chair of Grow FL. And David also is the president and CEO of Quantum Flow, his own manufacturing company. So welcome to Small Biz Florida, David.
Thank you, Tom.
So as always, I like to start a little bit with you, kind of a little bit of your background pathway to the manufacturing world, to Grow Florida, to Grow FL, and to today's summit here at Florida Makes.
Absolutely. Well, I got involved in Grow FL through the Florida Companies to Watch award ceremony. We won the award in 2014.
Nice.
And that was my connection. And when I won that award, I went black for 3 years.
Yeah.
I went dark. I didn't get involved, and I was too busy building that business. And Tammy Sweet connected with me 3 years later and said, "Hey, do you want to get involved in this?" And you know, after looking back at what we did as a company and what I got from the organization and or what I could learn from the organization,
right?
I got back involved, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
You know, because with Grow FL, it's a little bit different because we're talking a lot about manufacturing, which is obviously what my company does. But Grow FL is much more about leadership development. You can't have a great company without great leaders leading it. And Grow FL was sort of the catalyst for change for me personally. So it was a bit of a selfish scenario and going and, right. and getting involved. And the more I got involved in what Grow FL does for businesses, for business owners, in particular CEOs, presidents of organizations, the more I realized I needed this because right. there is no handbook for CEOs that I know of anyway. Right.
And there's a bunch of books, just no good handbook. You're right. Right. Yeah.
And the value, excuse me, the value at Grow FL is in the peer networking with other right. businesses, other CEOs that have been there, done that, and they've gone down that road. So that to me was the most valuable piece of information, was understanding what people have gone through in my same scenario and how do I emulate that and, you know, steal, if you will, the ideas right. that they succeeded with.
Right. Now, and you make an excellent point, and I had the privilege and the opportunity to own and operate a rather large business for a number of years. And I tell certainly folks, but specifically I tell my team at the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College all the time that I kind of always ask them the question, where were you people when I was in business? Because I did not understand the kinds of resources that are out there. And I am quite confident when I tell people that I could have been a better manager, owner, and operator had I taken advantage and gotten engaged in yeah. programs like the SBDC or like Grow FL. So I you make a great point, and I appreciate you making that point, because the whole purpose of our podcast and broadcast is to make sure that people know there are all these resources out there. And right. Yeah, you know, it does maybe take a little time and a little effort on the part of the business owner and operator, but it's well worth the engagement. Is that fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. The reason that I sort of went dark for 3 years is because I didn't understand what was available to me as a business owner. So I winged it.
Right. Yeah.
And
I spent a lot of time winging it. Yes. Yeah.
And I came back and the more, and as I got more involved, and I served obviously 2 years as the vice chair before I became chair here in June. And only then did I really understand the connectivity between all of these organizations, these right. amazing organizations. Yeah. And that's why I say that GrowFL brings a little bit of a different perspective, in that GrowFL is about the business owner, the business developer.
Right.
They want the company to grow, and they provide a lot of resources that build up that owner and help him or her right. to develop and grow that company.
Nice.
Whereas so, SBDC is a little bit more connected offerings. If
correct.
You will.
Well, like you say, specific offerings, capital access, government right. contracting. Right. Exactly right. Talk a little bit about the company that you ran, created, and have operated, Quantum Flow.
Well, Quantum Flow, simply put, is a pump company. That is the most simplistic way to look at it. But really what we're all about is industrial automation. So we produce automatic pumps. Think of a 100-foot tall building. For every 2.3 feet that you lift water in the air, you need 1 pound of pressure. So obviously to get water to the top of a 100-foot building, you need at the very least 43 PSI to get the water there. And then you might want some left over when you get there.
Right.
So these systems that we build automatically raise the pressure of the water supply in these buildings, or irrigation systems and or process applications, anything that requires an automated system to turn on, generate flow at a certain pressure, and then automatically turn off.
Right.
And it sounds simple, but now you start adding things like variable frequency drives, which change the speed of the motor. Right. And there's a lot of connectivity between these devices and what we call our operating system that runs them. And that's kind of what our claim to fame is, that Quantum Flow was the first company ever to develop what we call a booster, because these boost water, a booster operating system for pump systems.
Wow. Talk about that. Talk about that entrepreneurial pathway in your company, Quantum Flow. You started out as a pump company, and then, you know, and again, maybe because of your association with GrowFL, you started to have to think a little differently. You had to get innovative. And so how did all that process work for you?
So my favorite way to describe that is we call ourselves a technology company that produces pump systems.
Right.
So the technology right. comes before, you know, the hardware.
Right.
Anybody can slap a pump on a skid, but it's really all about the control. So we're talking about serving a need. The need is to cost effectively move that water from this point to that point. And that's something that's really important to large facility owners.
Right.
They don't want these things running for the sake of running, right? You're not going to turn a pump on so that conveniently someone can walk up to a fixture and wash their hands. You want the water to already be there and then the pump to turn on when the demand is available. But you only want that pump to turn on as long as it needs to run until that fixture is turned off.
Right.
And so now you start talking about building loads and automation and systems that actually pay back that, you know, the cost of that equipment. In many cases, if we do a retrofit application, you'll see a payback on the equipment itself in 2 to 3 years. It's free. and the amount of energy that's saved because that thing isn't running all the time.
Wow. And you know, you really do bring up such a great point and really such a high level, you know, concept for those in business. And a lot of people don't, it takes years sometimes to understand, but you know, like you said, technology comes first. We're, you know, we're a pump company, but the technology issue is really first. And that is such a basic question that so many small business owners really need to answer for themselves is who are we? Yeah. Who are we? And if you can, and you, you know, through your experience and entrepreneurial mindset and business acumen, you were able to answer the question. We're a technology company. A lot, that's not an easy thing for a lot of companies to really stop and do.
Right. Well, not only that, but it's something that I by myself can't do, which brings me to SBDC and this organization. We need talent. You know, we need people that can think outside the box and that can develop these technologies. I mean, I'm just the guy that thought of it.
Right.
I'm the visionary of the company. And I've got a lot of people underneath me that take that vision and turn it into this product. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the final go or no go sits with me, but I have to be able to communicate that vision and then people have to be able to achieve it. And it sounds so very simplistic,
sure.
But this software package that we developed took 3 years to develop.
And in that 3 year period, how many times did you maybe think, gosh, should we be focused on something else while we're spending the time doing this? Is it really worth the effort at the end? So those are tough decisions. But again, you know, it takes some training and a different a train of thought to kind of keep pursuing that. But, and again, I it took me getting to an academic institution and I tell this to folks all the time, but it kind of took me getting there to learn a very basic concept in business. And that concept is that obviously there's time where you have to work in the business, but you've also got to take some time to work on the business. I think you've been a great example of where when you said visionary, I mean, that kind of thinking comes out of that time that was spent working on the business. Because we can all go to work every day and we can put in the 10, 12 hour days, but yeah. It's got to be some time where business owners really stop, take a step back and say, let's spend a little time talking about these issues of who are we? What are the processes? Who is our market truly? What is the real product we're producing? It's not a pump. It's technology.
Right.
Talk about that concept of spending some time working on the business.
Well, and that's what GrowFL is all about. I mean, GrowFL is about looking at that business from the perspective of leadership and growth, not from the perspective of developing hardware or software. So although they're both very important components of a business, there was just really... You know, and you can probably appreciate this. They don't teach you how to be a CEO at Indian River State College,
right,
or at any other college for that matter. It's about rolling with the punches. It's about adapting. It's about seeking out, you know, where is that market and how do we achieve that? It's about coming up with great ideas. And more importantly, it's about getting a group of people together,
right,
to solve those problems. So it's so much more about, you know, just personal sort of personal discipline, if you will, right, around the building, the construction of the business, not the product.
Right.
And what I'm encouraged about as we're here at the Florida Make More Summit is I'm realizing just how very well connected these organizations through SBDC are. And you know, once you have access to one, you have access to the entire scope. If I knew that in 2007, maybe I wouldn't be sitting here. Maybe I'd be on a yacht in Bermuda somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. I probably would have been on some big boat someplace had I really understood the resources. And you know, there's a you know, I've heard the word a couple times while we've been here, but the ecosystem that exists in Florida. And when, you know, we were talking to someone earlier about a tool, a resource through Florida Makes, a database that helps connect manufacturers and the supply chain. And there was a comment made that Florida is really so far ahead of every other state with those kinds of tools. In fact, that particular tool they launched prior to COVID. Florida really is a great state to do the kinds of things you're doing, manufacturing.
I'll tell you what, if I compared Florida's business environment to some other states that are not as conducive to welcoming and encouraging business, I mean, I would put Florida at the top of that list or very close to the top of that list. Not just a couple of years after I started my company, and we were just a small organization, handful of people. You know, the Volusia Economic Development Council came to me and said, "Hey, what can we do to help you grow your business?"
Right.
And it was almost like I'm waiting for the punchline. I'm going, "Are you going to send me an invoice later after you tell me how to do it?"
Right.
And it's, you know, it's amazing what you have access to if you just reach out, and it doesn't take that much. I wish I had known about that in 2007, but it took me 3 years to discover that as well. Right. I guess it's kind of a 3-year plan with me.
That's right. Well, 3 years, good. That's been, I was a little longer than that, but David, again, really appreciate the time, appreciate your commitment, giving back to the Florida business community and the marketplace, sharing your experience and your business acumen through the program Grow FL. I've always been impressed with that list that where you won the award, companies to watch. It's an impressive list of companies, and I've always been impressed with that program. So I don't think I've ever met anyone that made the list. So this is a big day for me, David. You made that list.
I'm proud to be on the list, and it's amazing to see the companies that make that list every year. They're amazing.
Right.
And Florida is creating incredible organizations that are doing amazing things.
Yeah. David, again, appreciate your commitment to Florida and your work with Grow Florida. And we appreciate that you owned and operated a business. You have employed folks and you've paid sales and use tax, and you've done all the right things for Florida's small business community. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Tom.
How does one get engaged with Grow Florida? A website or how do we start that process?
GrowFL.com.
Easy.
Don't confuse us too much with Grow Florida. I think there's another organization that has to do with indoor weed growing or something.
Well, it is. That's all right. That is a new industry. Yes.
Grow FL was founded by Dr. Tom O'Neill at UCF.
Right.
And it was sort of the development of that came out of the incubator program.
Right.
They had people coming out of the incubator. But what happens when they get to second stage?
Right.
Over 750,000, over six individuals employed there, up to 100 million in business.
Right.
That is the engine, the Florida economic engine that drives everything.
Right.
Second stage companies. And that's what Grow FL is all about. Okay. Developing that company.
All right. So growfl.com. And if we want to see the latest in pump technology, how do we find Quantum Flow?
Quantumflow.com. That's QUANTUMFLO.
Okay.
So resist the urge to put a W in there. It's just FLO.
All right. David Carrier, who is serving as chair of Grow FL and who is the president, CEO, and founder and visionary behind Quantum Flow that deals in the technology of pumps. I'm not going to put pump first. All right. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Tom.
With that, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right here, Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.